You sure you don't want me to help you?
Dad said I could build this raft by myself, and I don't need any help from anybody.
You better tell that to Flipper.
Absolutely no reason for you to go traipsing off to Nassau for another modeling assignment.
You used to find my modeling exciting.
Well, that was before and Tina was old enough to really begin missing you. Things are different now.
Are they? I can be a mother and a model. I've managed it this far, haven't I?
Have you?
I'm telling you now, this is the last time I'm driving all the way down to Key West just to turn my mother into a babysitter for Tina.
Over there.
I just don't seem to get through to you, do I? Fill it up and check under the hood.
Fill it up.
Yeah, just sign a ticket, Porter.
Okay. Thank you. See you later, Andy. Ready to go, Sandy?
Just waiting for you, Dad.
Well, Bud, how's it going?
Oh, I think in a few minutes, I think it'll be ready for a shakedown cruise.
Shakedown? Looks more like he means breakdown.
Breakdown? I'd like to see you do that, Sandy.
Yeah, come on, Sandy. Bud, I think you're doing a very good job.
I'd be finished much sooner if it wasn't for that Flipper. You know what he is? He's a gazenta.
Gazenta?
Yeah. A gazenta is a pest that gets into everything.
You really want to get rid of Flipper, Bud?
Until I finish this raft, I do.
Watch this, Dad.
Once an elephant went to sea. Tra-la-la, tra-la-la-yo. Tra-la-la-la-yo.
I found it out last week, Dad, when I was practicing for the school show. Flipper can't stand the sound of a musical saw.
Yeah, well, he's got company.
Sandy, I don't think Flipper hates the sound of the saw. I think he hates the sound of your singing. Oh.
But I think you've got a beautiful first-rate ship here, ready to go. Good work. Come on, Sandy, let's go. See you later, bud.
So long, Sandy. So long, Dad. See you later. It's a girl.
What are you doing?
Building a bed. I mean, building a raft. Who are you?
I'm Tina. What's your name?
Bud Ricks. Oh, it's you again. You mind your P's and Q's. That's Flipper.
Flipper? Hi, Flipper.
Where are you from?
Oh, over there.
Where?
Did you build this all by yourself?
Oh, sure. Where are your folks?
Why did you?
What? Huh? Why did I what?
Why did you build it?
Oh. Well, for treasure hunting.
Aw, I bet you're just teasing me. There probably isn't any old treasure around here.
There is too.
If there's so much treasure, you better take me along to help carry it.
What about your parents?
Oh, we don't have to worry about that.
Why not?
Because I don't have any.
What? Who takes care of you?
I do. Ever since I ran away.
Ran away? From where?
From a farm. I almost starved to death there.
On a farm?
An orphan farm. The wicked old farmer always ate the best, then sold what was left. And you know what else he did?
What?
He beat me and knocked me in the cellar with his alligators.
Alligators?
But I broke a window and climbed up a vine and got out and ran away.
Boy.
That's really why I wanted you to help me escape on your raft.
Well, I couldn't do that.
He'll put me back with the alligators.
Well, it is just about ready to go. I guess I could hide you on the offshore island, just until Dad got back.
Oh, no. No one must know, especially your dad. Isn't he the one in the uniform? Anybody in a uniform would have to take me back, wouldn't they?
Well, hold it.
And we could also look for treasure.
Treasure? Oh, yeah, treasure hunting. Would you hand me that box, please? Thank you. Well, if these nails don't hold, the rope will hold us together. Uh-oh.
What's wrong?
My friend Flipper. We can't let him follow us.
But why not?
Big mouth. The second someone asks him where we went, he'll show him. I'll fix that, though. There we go.
Thank you.
night, Flipper. This is where you go home. This is one time I don't want you anywhere around.
Now, Bud?
Now. He's out of sight, okay? She wasn't built for this kind of water. Hey, maybe we ought to turn back.
See how Bud's doing with his raft.
All right. I'll be down in a minute.
Hi, Flipper. Where's Bud? You don't know. Flipper, you're slipping.
Where's Bud?
He's fooling around on that raft someplace, I guess. Why?
I want to find out if there's been anybody around here. A telephone call was about a little girl that's missing.
A girl?
Yeah. She was last seen at Andy's station just about the time I pulled out. Where'd you get this?
It was on the dock.
It's the same color scarf the little girl was wearing.
Oh, boy, that's Bud.
Look, you warm up the boat. I'm going to make a phone call.
Right.
And try and find Flipper.
Well, he's already here, Dad. But he won't be much help. I don't think he knows where Bud is either.
Get out of here.
Flipper again. He still hasn't seen anything either.
Well, the Coast Guard didn't waste any time in getting here. I can't understand it. We've searched the islands, we've searched everywhere. Even Flipper doesn't seem to know where they are.
Even if something terrible did happen, they'd still be floating, but had life jackets with them.
Well, let's hope.
You want your mother? I thought you told me you didn't have any mother or father.
Well, I do, but now I'll probably never see them again. Oh.
Don't worry. I'll think of something.
Dad, you think it's from the raft?
I hope not.
Keep looking, Flipper.
All right, let's go.
Find him before dark, Dad.
I know.
Flipper! Flipper!
Do you think he could ever hear you?
If anybody could, he could. Anyway, I can't think of anything else to do.
Hey, wait a minute. Flipper's always so curious of things. Maybe if we made this buoy look odd or something, it could sway back and forth more than it should, you know? Or make a lot of noise. Here's what you can do. I want you to do that.
There's Flipper. He's still searching, too.
The vibrations in the water might attract Flipper.
Dad, look, Flipper's heading back that way fast.
We just came from there. There's nothing back there.
Thank you.
Dad, that buoy, there's something strange.
What happens? Are you still going to Key West?
No, we're going home for good. I think I know where I'm needed most.
Hey, let me help you with the door. Well, have a safe trip.
So long, Tina.
You're a damsel in distress.
What's distress?
Distress means trouble.
That's Tina, all right, trouble.
Well, it sounds as if Flipper's vote makes it unanimous. Come on, come on, come on.
Everyone loves a king of the sea, ever so kind and gentle. Trixie will do when children are near, and how they laugh when he's near. They call him Flipper, Flipper, faster than lightning. No one you see is smarter than he. And we know Flipper lives in a world full of wonder, lying there under the sea.
Thank you.